salute the soldier. Salute the immortal British Tommy, conscript or regular, who goes into battle with a thought best expressed in a song of the late 19th century. We don't want to fight, but by jingo if we do. Readily adapting himself to all conditions with a light heart and a song for all occasions. Years ago, during the American Civil War, the American soldiers marched to a tune that immortalized the name of John Brown. Yet its melody is as fresh today as it was then. Soul of a British John Brown, or McGregor, or Jones, marches on through the fleeting panorama of the years to 1899, the Boer War, with the British Tommy waving a farewell from the troop ship to his lady on the shore, Dolly Gray.
Goodbye, Dolly, I must leave you. Oh, it breaks my heart to go. Something tells me I must leave you, for the front will face the foe. See, the soldier boys are marching, so I can no longer stay. Hark, I hear the bugle calling, goodbye, Dolly Gray.
And rich man, poor man, son of a belted earl, disembarked from the troop ships at Cape Town to write another glorious page in our history, which was later to bring into being yet another nation to join the British Commonwealth of Nations. Leslie Stewart's The Soldiers of the Queen, as it was then, is in no way dated as we listen to it now over 40 years later.
He claimed, about away we roll the waves. Every Briton's song is just the same when singing of our soldiers brave. All the world has heard it, wonders why we sing, and some have learned the reason why. We're not forgetting it, we're not letting it fade away and gradually die. Fade away and gradually die. So when we say that England's master, remember who has made her soul.